Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of July, recording at 9:11 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here today, and, well, my goodness, those signals that we saw on the 13th of July, those all-change dynamic signals, remain very much in force. Stock markets are strong across the boards. Long-dated government bonds, well, they've been sagging a bit, but some of them, well, I notice that treasuries, which had led the way down, are slightly firmer in here today. The U.S. dollar has slid within the last 6 trading days from its range highs down to its range lows. And the U.S. dollar index is currently at 78.85 as I speak. Precious metals continued those rallies. So we've got silver up at 1364.5, and platinum is closing in on that $1,200 level. Well, don't get ahead of myself here. It's at $1,190. And we have gold up at $950.5 in here today. The industrial metals are strong as well. Now, copper, for instance, $247. And I think that hit a new recovery high in here today. And I think nickel did also, although it closed a little bit off that high. Now, in the agricultural commodities, which have been quieter for the most part, but wheat and soybeans have steadied in here. They'd taken quite a hit last month, and it actually started a bit earlier, I believe. Okay, so what's going on here overall? And I should also just mention crude oil here, steady, 64.36. So what's going on here overall? Well, clearly monetary policy is still trumping just about everything else more often than not, and very much at the moment in global stock markets. Now, in terms of leadership, Fuller Money themes have been very much to the fore. Asian stock markets following the China leash effect, and China surged again here today, are very, very firm. The European stock markets are breaking out on the upside following the lead from Sweden. And in the among the other OECD markets, well, in the U.S., for example, I think we've had the strongest close on the S&P since November, I think I saw on the Bloomberg headline. And that is, of course, following the upward lead that has been coming from the NASDAQ index, which had a terrific upward dynamic last week. So the technical action here is really all bullish. I mean, starting in mid to late May, depending on which index you're looking at, and then carrying on through June and into the first half of July, we had stock markets ranging with, for the most part, with a somewhat of a downward bias. Well, really, we had phenomenal upward dynamics last week, including a number of weekly upside key reversals, and really that shows a bit of a short squeeze, including some of David's small hedge shorts, and also shows that there's still plenty of cash here on the sidelines. That has been that is being pulled back into the markets. Now, will we still get another wobble as the anniversary of the meltdown, and it's sort of runs really from starts in August and runs through into November last year. Will that cause more stock market jitters at any time in the next few months, along with some of the more dubious fundamentals that are still out there? Well, it could, has to be the answer. And that's not very satisfactory, perhaps, for listeners, because anything is theoretically possible, but I still rate it as quite a high possibility, particularly if we do get overextended here in the short term, but we may be reacting from a higher level. So at the bottom line point here, and this has been the point all along, is that the building blocks for a stock market recovery have been moving steadily into place since last October, and that for us, as you know, marked the beginning of the end of the bear market, and the beginning of the end of the bear market is the beginning of the new bull market, which has been led by fuller money themes from China to the resources markets of South America, and not least the resources markets of Asia, such as Indonesia. These have all put on phenomenal performances. The OECD country stock markets have lagged, not surprisingly, but they've still had a heck of a run from their March lows overall. And what would change all this seriously? Well, I've mentioned psychological factors from the anniversary of last year's meltdown, but that's a temporary influence. That's really a short to medium term influence at most. And even if we get that wobble, I think stock markets will be very strong coming into year end. Why? Because I don't see any change in the monetary policy coming through anytime soon. But just in case, watch China, because when we do see a tightening of monetary policy, we're likely to see it in China sooner than elsewhere. But my guess on this, and I have absolutely no privileged information regarding Chinese monetary policy thinking, but my guess on all this is that they're not going to do anything until well into 2010 at the earliest. So, we've got good momentum moves at play here, and I'm absolutely delighted that Fuller Money themes are doing so well in and amongst these developing overall upward trends. Now, I have been concerned about base formation extension. I'll worry about that really until we get into year end. But suffice it to say that with the S&P and a number of other indices, we have seen now a higher reaction low. We didn't have that in place before. And if these stock markets are able to sustain these upward breaks over the next few months, well, again, the picture will remain very positive. So I know a lot of people worry. They send me bearish reports galore. Well, that's all wall of worry department. You've probably seen it in every other bull market cycle overall. And people say, well, the outlook is so bad for the consumer and the banks, so on. Well, a lot of this is true, certainly for the consumer. But again, we've had this record monetary reflation. Stock markets were discounting depression at one stage in the fourth quarter of last year. People were still worrying about that in March of this year, and it's not happening. China and India are leading the growth story, and the news is getting less bad elsewhere. Okay, what about these long-dated government bonds? Well, as long as stock markets are rallying, they look like shorts to me. They technically look like shorts, whereas the stock markets all look like long trades once again. And elsewhere, precious metals. This is absolutely fascinating. I've written a little bit more on them in here today, but the technical action is very good. I find it disconcerting that the gold bullion price, though, is tracking the S&P 500 here right now. So many markets are keying off the S&P right now. This is sort of knee-jerk reaction stuff. These things happen in markets for a while, and then it just sort of peters out or dies because there, well, all peters out or dies because there's no real logic to these links being sustained. But again, if Wall Street's up, then of course that's a positive leash effect for other stock markets. That relationship does endure. But if Wall Street's up, we see the commodity trades moving on the upside. We see the dollar moving down, as we saw in here today, and we see the bonds moving down. Conversely, if the S&P is down, we see that a drag on other stock markets. We see bonds steady. We see the dollar and the yen steady, and we see commodities weaken. But overall, these industrial commodities have bullish patterns. They've just completed corrections. The precious metals have broken their very short-term downward trends within ranging patterns, and they look to be on schedule. Gold, I've talked about this tendency for it to get these long, sort of year and a half consolidations, and followed by upside breakouts more often than not in September. And they appear to be on schedule for that to occur once again. I've leveraged up a little bit more in here, and I wouldn't be surprised if gold shares don't do extremely well against this background as well. The miners, all the miners, Rio, BHP, had fabulous weeks last week and a bit of follow through in here today. So this is a good environment here overall, once again. Assume that on a short-term basis we've completed a number of consolidations. It looks like these stock markets are going to push higher. It looks like these long-dated government bond prices are going to test the lows that they saw back in June. It looks like the dollar, well, the dollar is already challenging its range lows, and really the overhanging top evidence suggests that the dollar can move lower in this environment. And the industrial commodities, as I mentioned before, having completed the consolidation, it looks like they're going to push higher. These are all tradable moves. And on that note, I'll bid you adieu and just say all the very best to all of you.